Hello and welcome back to Dr. Quackers, and today we're reviewing Attack on Titan Season 4, the final season of one of the biggest modern anime, and being a season that took 3 years to come out, which is ridiculous. It's stupid. It took fucking 3 years? 3 years for one season? You gotta be fucking kidding me. Now, there are a lot of people out there who consider this the best anime of all time. And now that the show is over, everything has come out. So do I feel the same? No. I actually think there is a huge pacing problem with this season. Now, the two large parts of that problem are due to the way that the three parts are split up, and with how the ending just comes to a close super fast. Like, wicked fast. There are a couple points throughout the show that I was able to guess what was going to happen, but the reveal of Eren being the sole reason for everything in this show to happen was fucking wild, okay? Especially with the weight of the reactions of other characters present in the scene, those being Zeke, his half-brother, and their father, who they were visiting in the past. Okay. I'll admit that. One of the coolest scenes I've seen in anime. It was pretty badass reveal, alright? It'll be something that I think about when they're like, what are the best plot twists of all time? This will be one that comes to mind. All right? I'll give it that credit. The writing for that was badass. Okay? That's the best thing to give it. But the pacing problem, so fucking ass. God, pace forever. Now, if the pace was consistent throughout the whole season in the story, I would have been okie dokie. Would have been a lot cooler. Honestly, what they should have done, because they kept fucking themselves over, because they kept delaying and delaying new parts, they should have made just season 5. You know, end of season 4 be like the ending of it being Eren starting the rumbling, and then, you know, season 5 will just be everything after that. Slowing the pacing down, making the ending feel, you know, well-paced. The very ending of the ending. It's something that really bothered me. It makes you, I will say, after that reveal though, it makes you look at the show through a completely different lens. It makes you want to go back and rewatch it to catch everything you didn't notice before. I felt so gaslit after seeing that scene. It felt like they added shit that didn't used to be there. I was like, you're fucking lying. That wasn't there. This season also has a lot of deaths, which is common for every season of the show. But this one reaches new heights with the fact that Eren, with an army of colossal titans, crushes everyone on the planet except for like 20% of the population. Whole countries are crushed to dust. And it's a pretty fucking brutal scene. Especially when you're seeing everyone getting crushed, because they don't really shy away from it. The show's pretty brutal and pretty violent. So if you're not down for that, it'd be kind of weird if you're listening to the review of this fourth season of the show, if you don't know already. But either way, it's pretty fucking brutal. That part is cool. Like, the visuals for that part, super badass. The animation starts really bad, and then gets much better as the show goes on. Specifically when they switched to the 3D animation, the first part of the season. Oh, I watched the first part of season 4 with my brother, and I remember when it shows the first big battle scene with the Titans, and they went to like a new model animation. I was like, ugh, this is ugly. They look like puppets. It's ugh. I hated it. It made me go, ugh. Like, I made an ugh face when I saw the new model of the Titans. I was like, what the fuck? Why'd they switch animations? I hate this. The motion was so awful. But as they went on, they seemed to get most of the kinks out, and they mixed 2D animation back into it. I think that was a common complaint, or maybe it was money or crunch time. I don't fucking know exactly why it looked so bad in the part 1 of season 4, but this season introduces one of my least favorite characters of anime of all time, Gabi. She kills my favorite character in the show, and it's so fucking annoying. They have her kill almost... they almost have her kill Aaron, too, which is fucking crazy. She is one of the worst examples of the power of plot armor. Out of all the characters who survived the show, I can't believe she lives. And I know that is a common complaint from other fans of the show. What the fuck? She doesn't fucking die? And I don't normally wish for characters' deaths in the show, but she was fucking one of them. I wanted that little shit to die. All right? Fuck. Oh, she kills Potato Girl. My favorite character. I almost stopped watching the show. If you ever manage to interview my brother and you ask, is it true? Did he almost stop watching the show? Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I watched it and I went, okay, yeah, that's done. I stopped. I took a large break after watching that part, which was forever ago, by the way. I started watching the season roughly when it came out, the first part, at least. I started watching when the second part came out. I started watching the show when the second part came out. So I think it was like 2021 or 2022. Oh, yeah. I almost was like, all right, that's enough for me. I don't need to watch anymore. I think it was 2 weeks until I watched another episode after they killed Sasha. I was like, you son, you kill Potato Girl? You kill Potato Girl. No, that's too far. Oh, yeah. It was fucking got to me. So, after the crazy events of Aaron taking the power of the Founder and beginning the Rumble, the show goes... butt fuck speed at the part three of this show. Aaron just gets defeated so fast by the last group of heroes, although we're not heroes, but you know, they also kind of ruined the crazy plot twist with Aaron and Armin, where Aaron tells him that he was just too stupid and that's why he couldn't solve it any other way, but he also says that he isn't solving it and they need to continue after his death. So they kind of flip-flop between him being omnipotent and being like, I'm just a scared little kid. I don't know what to do. And I don't like the flip-flop, okay? I would have preferred if they just kept the whole secret villain angle instead of, I'm sorry, I'm stupid, couldn't think of something better. The idea of Aaron being the... and villain, basically, of the series, way cooler, way more interesting. And then I'm going like, no, I'm not like that. I just couldn't think of anything else. And, you know, the world was going to shit, and I had to save us, and I promised I'd get us off the island, blah. I'm like, okay, lame. Just be the bad guy. Be the bad guy, goddammit. Way more interesting that way. So, yeah. Overall, the season is still good. And I will say, though, without part two of the season, it would definitely go down. Because the animation in one is ass. The writing's good, don't get me wrong. But the writing at the third part, not great. Really, really fast-paced. It's over so fast. And from what I've read and seen, and my brother has read the manga, that is... how fast the ending is in the manga. So I really can't blame the show for it, but I mean, it'll still affect how I feel about it because the ending's not that great. It just goes like, oh shit, it's the fucking rock. Oh, that's it. Okay. All right. That was what, fucking this much buildup for fucking 5 minutes of cool shit? What the fuck? But it's still cool. It's still really cool 5 minutes, but it's 5 minutes nonetheless. So overall, I give this season a 7 out of 10. It's good. All right. That fucking plot twist really sat with me for a long time, and it still does. I still think about it. I think it's arguably the best plot twist I have ever seen, because usually movies, shows, or anything don't really get that big of a twist on me without me noticing or having a possible inkling or being slightly just different from what I was guessing. This one, I was like, huh? So, yeah, that's why it's a 7. Well, I hope you enjoyed this review. If you did, I reviewed the previous three seasons of Attack on Titan. I've also reviewed all kinds of other movies, TV shows, and anime. So if you would check those out, it's highly appreciated. Also, you should drop a follow on whatever app you're streaming through. That way you get a notification when I post a review. So thank you, and I hope you have a fantastic day, my friend.